I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our favorites on the hotline right now, Miss Lizzie Hale.
Great. I'm excited about this. I'm excited for her. They just started this tour with Alice. And, you know, since I was a kid, I was a huge Alice Cooper fan. And the same way with Lizzie. And, you know, Pyro was out on tour with those guys when Zombie was out.
Oh, yeah.
And The Touch. Well, let's get into this. Let's grab her. Hold on.
Our next guest is a Grammy-winning musician whose powerful vocals have made her one of the most electrifying performers on the road today. Her name is Lizzie Hale. This is Hailstorm.
You're a freak like me. Wave your flag and you're a freak like me. Get off your ass. Love lies. So do I. So do I. I'm in love with somebody.
Was nominated for their second Grammy earlier this year for the single, Uncomfortable. And this Friday night, you can see them live on stage as they open for rock legend Alice Cooper at Starlight Theater. Please welcome, Hailstorm lead vocalist and longtime friend of the show, Lizzie Hale.
What is going on, young lady?
Hi, darling. Oh, dude, I'm just on cloud nine. Thank you so much for having me.
God, you look so incredibly happy. And all this last week's photographs and last week's, it's just the smile on your face every night when you get up and jam with Alice and the band. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so much fun. And so during, I get up during school's out, and then, you know, they introduce everybody. And every time he introduces me, the list gets longer. It starts off like, you know, the beautiful, the talented, and then it just goes downhill really fast. The incorrigible, the irresponsible, Lizzie. And so, like, every night I don't know what he's going to say. So, and, you know, it's just one of those things, man. It's like, you know, like I said, if my, like, 11-year-old self could see me now.
Right. Well, and I was thinking about that. You know, when you told us that story, you were on a, it was one of your very first sleepovers with girls, and everybody bought records and music that they were into.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it was interesting. So we moved into, we moved on to this 20-acre farm when I was 11, you know, and like just didn't have any new friends, whatever. So the neighborhood kids invited me over because I'm the new kid. They're like, bring your favorite CDs. We're going to listen to everybody's favorite songs. So, you know, I bring Alice Cooper's Love It to Death because at the time, you know, I'm 11. I don't know any better, but everybody else was listening to, like, you know, TLC and there was like and that kind of thing.
So
and so it finally gets around to, you know, my turn to, like, show them my CDs. And so they stick in Alice Cooper, like, oh, let's listen to Liz's CD. And I don't think we would have had a chorus.
Oh. It's
like I was from another planet.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, when you think about that album, I mean, did they know about Alice? I mean, you think about what an 11-year-old...
No. Not at all. And it's so funny. I told that story to Alice. I'm like, yeah, you're the reason I found out I was not cool and I was not like these, like my peers. And he's like, I'm so glad and I'm proud of that.
That's great.
I mean, it's so funny because you can trace that. You can literally trace like that moment to, you know, now what has pretty much become my mission statement. You know, I mean, it's weird when those seeds are planted, you know.
Right. Well, and that's what I love, because at the time, it doesn't feel good. You know, it never feels good to be on the outside when you're new and you're just trying to have friends and you're only 11 years old. Like, it's not comfortable. And, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes me, like, explode.
Why don't they like my music, Dad? I don't understand.
Yeah. But now.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
When you think about, you know, school's out, that guitar riff, like the first time you decided, okay, I'll be playing this while Alice is singing that. That's, I mean. What a great, great moment in your life.
Oh, it's amazing because, you know, that those songs are not only nostalgic for me, but, you know, there wouldn't be, you know, musically, too. It's like you think, you know, when we're playing on stage, I start thinking about, okay, well, was this song directly linked to Alice Cooper, too? And you start thinking, like, man, there wouldn't be a Miss Hyde. There probably wouldn't be a freak like me, you know?
Right.
Because all of those, you know, all of those things that you soak in when you're a kid. And so, I don't know, man. When we start schools out and I get to play that riff with him and you know, they give me a solo and then I sing the choruses with him. And it's just one of those things where it blows my mind every single night.
That's beautiful, man. That's what life is. Money is great. Fame is great. Album sales are great. But for me, it's that memory that no matter how it goes from this day forward, That's in you. Like you have that memory, and you'll always have that memory.
Absolutely, I'm pretty sure that's the definition of living the dream.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And my buddy Pyro was out with him doing that. Pyro, and so we went to Dallas, Texas, and they were so nice to Pyro and everybody. All his stuff was out. The Billion Dollar Baby, his stuff for Elected, all. Cold Ethel, the wheelchair, and they were like, you absolutely touch what you want. And I'm over there holding it, and you're like,
awesome.
It's so great.
What a nice camp. It from the very first day, there was nobody that was standoffish, nobody, like, they have family movie night. We're all going to go out to see them, literally go out to the movies on our next day off. And, you know, Alice invited us for dinner. It's like one of those things where it's like, wow, so you just feel like you're a part of the family. And you know, and then here's this guy. I mean, you know, we got to like kind of watch him on a big screen the other night, and man, like just his stage presence is so awe inspiring. He just has it, you know. And it's even after all this time, he's not tired of it. He's still having just the same amount of fun, other than he always did, and it's just very inspiring.
Oh, I saw him with Motley a couple of years ago, and he murdered him. I mean, there's no downtime in the show. The pacing is perfect. You know every song. There's something visual that goes along with every single song. There's no chance to go to the bathroom, get a beer. You know, there's no bailout moment at all.
Because you're gonna miss something.
Yeah,
you can't do it. It's just so awesome.
And how are the boys? Everybody's good?
Oh, they're great, man. And my guys, it's funny. Like every time we go back out on tour, and especially when we do something like this, we have a lot of those like stop and smell the roses moments. And you know, little bro is like, man, Alice Cooper. Like, and you know, I remember when, you know, like back in the day when like. Even a tour bus wasn't even, but that was the dream. Like, hey, maybe
sure.
We can get our own tour bus one day. You know, like, you just keep ticking things off the bucket list, and for some reason we're still doing it, and we're still doing it together, and we all still like each other.
And you can see it. I was watching the other night, because RJ's been putting like live videos up on Instagram, like he'll just set it up, and I was I saw it, so I hit it, and it was him playing drums, and just the smile on his face. Just he was just having a great night. Just he was just enjoying himself. You could see I was watching him watch the crowd, and he was just just having a great night. It's wonderful to see people still enjoying it. We go through this world where we'll see others have so much, and they're not happy for whatever reason. They can't find their place or gratitude, whatever it is. They're missing the best part of their life, and you guys are doing none of that. Everybody seems to be having a great time.
Oh, everyone's having a blast. It's funny. I think that, you know, and something we talk about is like when you're doing this for the right reasons, and it's a very intangible thing. You know, it's this hunger that you still have that you had when you were a kid, and for some reason that hunger, that fire hasn't dimmed at all. If anything, it's only gotten brighter. And I don't know. It's like all of that other stuff, like the trivial stuff, like, oh, okay, like, yeah, we have mortgage to pay and all that stuff. We don't even talk about that stuff. We don't even think about it. It's just, okay, what's the mission today? We do a rock show, and we get to do a rock show with our idol. It's just, it's incredible. There's absolutely nothing to complain about.
Well, and people like Alice, the endorsement of Alice Cooper is it's really a bona fide thing. He's seen it all. He's done it all. He's watched him come. He's watched him go. He has sustained himself through everything you could possibly throw at him. and he knows talent. And, you know, for him to bring you up on stage, that's an endorsement of from the gods. You know, I mean, that's a, you know, he knows that, you know, it's so genuine, you know, when he brings you up there. And that's, man, I mean, that moment, did he tell you ahead of time? Oh, he had to have, right?
Well, it's funny because it's always kind of last minute, you know, like anytime, you know, I do anything like that. And there was like inklings with the crew that like, he's going to ask you to get up. He's just warning you, he's going to ask you. then he did. And he's like, make sure you bring your guitar, make sure you do this. I'm like, okay, cool. And,
that's so great.
And so, yeah, no, it's just incredible. And like, I mean, dude, when that bell goes on for that, for school sound, it's like, I don't know. I just can't stop smiling. It's just great, you know. I'm truly humbled and honored that one of the guys that literally, you know, got me into rock and whatever we were talking about before showed me that I was weird and that's okay, you know. You know, you get to get up with those people and like what you said, that endorsement, the fact that he doesn't have to do that, you know, he doesn't have to be nice me like that, and, you know, it's not a charity thing. You know, I'd be just happy standing five stage watching, but the fact that I'm able to participate is just it's huge for me.
This show, I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier, was it gets rare and rare to go to a show and want to see both the bands. You normally it's you're cool with and one you really want to see, but this is one of those shows I'm like, this is going to be great start to finish. From the moment the first note till the last of Alice, it's going to be a great Friday night. The weather is perfect. Starlight's a beautiful place. It couldn't be a better opportunity to see this show.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to see all of you guys. And, well, and, you know, Kansas City. Like, you can't go wrong in Kansas City with rock shows, as you and I both know.
Let me tell you.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
The greatest honor, the biggest thing I can tell you is, A-hole Bob himself, Mr. Bob Edwards himself, was like, John, I will be going with you to the show. I'm very excited. And I was like, holy cow, you're going to leave your house on a Friday night, Bob? So it's,
wow.
I know.
So that's an even bigger deal.
Yes.
Bob, you're awesome.
Are you guys going to get to Sturgis this year? Are you going to play?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Are you guys going to get to Sturgis?
Oh, you know what? We're not playing, so probably not. This is how I see all these things. But I'd love to. Who was just talking about that the other day? Somebody reminded me it was coming up. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the first full. We're going to be there on the 5th, and then Bob and I are going to ride to Portland, down to San Francisco, and then back across Nevada to Kansas City.
That's awesome. Well, you never know. That might pop up.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever find a pinball machine?
No, still, almost pulled the trigger on one. There was like a dealer in Nashville, and we went to look at stuff. And there was one, an Aerosmith one, and a Metallica one, and an AC/DC one. We're like, oh, we should get one of these.
And then decided
not to, for better.
Let me tell you how I ended up with it. I've got an AC/DC one in my kitchen, but I literally drank. Ordered it, canceled it 3 times, and then finally one time on Amazon Prime, I just forgot to cancel it, and it showed up at my house, a brand new pinball machine.
That is awesome. Oh, you just surprised yourself.
Yeah. But the Aerosmith one is amazing. The Metallica one is really is great, too. The Aerosmith one I like quite a bit. The AC/DC one, I think, is hands down the one.
Absolutely. I think I agree with you. Played on all kinds of them, but it's just it's one of those things. I think that's how it's going to have to happen. The Johnny method, just like, okay,
it does.
We're going to have to put it in the cart.
Well, because it's not reasonable to spend money like that on a game. It's just not reasonable in your head.
It's absolutely not.
No.
But at the same time, I haven't bought something frivolous in a while. It's usually, you know, musical equipment, which everyone is. It's acceptable,
right?
In my world,
between,
you know, maybe it's a. It's about time I buy something that's not.
Yeah. Well, between you and Joe, how many guitars are at the house?
Oh my God, so many, so many. we don't even. It's funny because like we don't. And I just got my latest one is I just got one of the new 339, the newest Joan Jett signature. One of my friends one of my friends, she signed like 50 of them, and one of my friends hooked me up with one of those. So like that came to the house. Like, yes, that's awesome. So,
I had the best moment.
Tally that stuff up.
I got to tell you what happened. I forgot to text you. So I got invited. Jesse from Jackal got invited to this private party, this guy in Austin with a gazillion. He's like a software guy. He was having a company party, but he'd hired Jesse and like George Lynch and just a bunch of people. And then Joan Jett headlining a party in a backyard for about 50 people. And
oh my God,
I was standing 6 feet away, full show, full stage, full lights. And she just murdered it. I mean, murdered it. And,
that is amazing.
Oh,
what a cool intimate setting. That's amazing.
Oh, I turned to my left, and my girlfriend, she's literally crying. She had her tears running down her face while she's watching. It was so good. So goddamn good, Lizzie. I mean, it was just one of those moments. It'll never happen again. I'll never see her in that situation again. And she...
No, that was...
played like a champ. I mean, just she's never lost a step. I mean, she actually picks up speed throughout the set, like first song, second song. By Bad Reputation, she's at full 90 miles an hour.
That's awesome. It's amazing when we got to play with her. You know, you never know. You know, you're meeting your idols, but you're also like you're watching them, and like hopefully it's still magical, and it was. You know, it's like she transforms back into her 15-year-old runaway self, you know, and these are life goals, Johnny.
Yeah, what does she tell you? Like, when it's just you and her, just you and Joan, does she give you any wisdom? Does she just go, listen, I want to tell you something?
No, you know what's funny? We talked about the weather, and here I'm sitting there. I'm just like, am I really that big of a dork that I can't think of what other things? You know, and I've had conversations with Kat Benatar, like a super sweet lady, and those types of conversations, like, okay, here's what I did when I was a kid and whatever. And same thing with like some life lessons from Ronnie James Dio, all that stuff. And then just literally standing there outside of catering, and, you know, we introduce these, you know, ourselves to each other. It's like, oh yeah, you know, it's like she had heard of us and everything. And then also, it's really hot today, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, I like it hot. I like it hot, though. You know, I'm like, yeah. You lose your mind a little bit when it's this hot. You know, it's like, why are we talking about the weather?
Oh, are you worried?
I'm still a dork.
I get worried when I meet people that I really love. Like, I love what they do. I love who they are. I love how they handle themselves, whatever. And I'll worry that I'll say something so incredibly stupid or ridiculous, or I'll be boring or whatever. And I mean, all these years, I still worry. I still worry about it.
Even after all this time, as many people as you've talked to, and you know, just the, you know, your career in general, like that's amazing how that can still happen. You know, I mean, for heaven's sake, take the Alice Cooper shows right now. It's like, okay, I have my leather jacket on, you know, I'm like, I'm cool. I've done some stuff in my life. I feel, right. You know, a small empire. I can hang. And then as soon as you get next to the guy, it's like you just revert back to your, like, teenage self. You're just like, this is crazy. You know, so I think that the fact that, you know, both of us can still, you know, get that way, I think that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're not so incredibly jaded or used to, still, you know, not used to doing that, you know, to being there, and you know, we're not taking it for granted, I guess.
I stole every moment, everything. Are you kidding me? There's no chance. I still have nightmares that I walk into the radio station one day and they go, listen, you're a nice guy and all, but this, you're not good at this, so I don't know why you're here.
Why are you still here?
Yeah. I almost gave myself an ulcer. I went to a dinner with Henry Winkler and William Shatner, Captain Kirk and the Fonz, and Henry, who I have a deep, unbelievable love for. I mean, I love him so much, and he's such a wonderful, talented
guy.
Oh, I'm terrified. I'm walking into the dinner, and I'm like, what's going to happen? You know, how will this go? Like, and it was so intimate in the back room, and it's just Henry and his wife and William and my girlfriend and myself, and it was incredibly fun and beautiful and really easy, but the week going up to it, almost gave myself an ulcer worrying about it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. there's still that thing that it's like, okay, they're going to find me out. You know,
yeah.
they're going to realize that.
Right.
That, oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be here.
Right.
You know, oh, believe me, like, I go through that, too, all the time. And like, all right, don't get caught with your pants down.
Yeah, but that's you're right, though. That is the fear that gets you up in the morning, but it makes you feel good when you get a lot more finish lines that way, I think. You get to feel more. Because the second you're right, you accept it, and you believe that you're really part of it, then a lot of the joy does go away.
Absolutely.
You know?
Track and field. When I was in middle school, I used to do some track and field, and they used to always say for the 100-meter dash, you know, imagine the finish line is 5 to 10 feet ahead of the actual finish line, because if you know the finish line is there and you're comfortable with knowing that it's there, you're gonna slow down before you even get
right.
there.
Right.
You know, so we're sprinting, Johnny.
I got you, my friend. All right, listen. Thank you for getting up. I know you guys are on tour, and I love you, and I'll see you on Friday.
I'll see you on Friday, darling. Can't wait.
All right, then. You be good. Take care. Hold on. Stay there. I love that girl. I just love that girl.
It's easy.
Yeah. No, because she's real.
Mm-hmm.
She's a genuine human being, man. There's other guys I really love in this business who I enjoy interviewing, but you can't break through to the other side with them.
She's not only just a blast. Obviously, you could just, like, you're the fly on the wall in on this conversation, but knowing that when she comes out on stage, she kicks ass.
Yeah.
She's got all the talent to back it, too.
But with her, and I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't want to name names, but there are people I really like who've been on the show a bunch, but I can't quite break through their rock star, their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I don't ever feel like there's a barrier there. Like, I ask a question or bring something up, and it's always an easy, it's not a rote answer. It's not, I have my prepared answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love rock and roll. It means everything to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you've heard those interviews from people who are very nice.
Right.
But they're so guarded. How she's managed to wander and travel through this world and not become super jaded or guarded or shielded is beyond me, because it's not easy. You know.
Mm-hmm. No, you know? I mean, you see it all the time in different walks of life. It's not just rock, but you do see people. And you know why they've gotten there, probably.
You know
there's
you live in reasons. The fishbowl.
Yeah, true reasons behind it, but somehow she powers ahead.
Yeah, but they all do. RJ is still wide open. Josh, everybody. They're wide open, man.
The best part of all of them is that you've seen it. We've been lucky enough to see it from the start.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why I love them so much. I mean, the music and off the stage, because we've been there like every second.
Yeah.
And like, we were there in the early days with like the van and the whatever, and their mom and dad driving. And,
the RV, Rockfest, Liberty Memorial on the other side. And Bob goes, hey, I want you to interview this band. And I go, who is it? And he said, Hail Some. I go, I've never heard of them, because they didn't even have a record.
Right.
They had never put out an album yet. They were that young, but they had a deal and they were on their way. And I go, it was a busy day. It's Rockfest, right? And it was kind of thrown. And so, I was like, all right, we all got time, let's do it. And then you say hello to them, and they're just so on fire, you know. Just
like, they
so
are passionate for it and courteous and ready to do the work.
Not cool. Not
decent,
like
human beings.
Not like I belong here.
No.
Like, we really want to do this real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just, you fall in love with them. And then you hear the album, and they're good, and the second, and the third, and the fourth, and it doesn't slow down for them, and they only get nicer, and they get better. They're better players. They're putting out better music. There's no, the first record was good, the other ones aren't.
Exactly. We've seen tons of bands who get here and then just kind of stay there. They keep pushing forward.
Yeah. I mean, that is in no way a biased thing, because I love her. I say that with all honesty. Because I always have that thing where I go, especially if you know somebody, you're like, here comes the album.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Yeah. You know, because it's gone the other way before.
Mm-hmm.
And you still root for them. But these guys have whatever touched them on the nose, man, whatever rock God said, you are it. These guys are it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.